Fantastic, fantastic 3 points. Certainly keeps the momentum going. And it was nice to get the wee break last week. The boys coming out energised, and we had a lot of the ball today. And a side that was difficult to break down. But you know, we kept going there. We kept trying to do most of the right things, and it was always going to take that wee bit of creativity and that wee bit of brilliance. And unknown today, you know, we always know what wee Jack's got in his locker, but the unknown of Granty making a late run round the back. I'll have to ask him when we worked on that. But it was absolutely fantastic. And that's what good players do, don't they? They see opportunities and they pick the right moment to go, and you know, he's an intelligent player.
Almost a perfect day for you in terms of Peterhead losing and then...
Yeah, I've just got the results just there and now, and listen, it's very much... It's going to be a very, very exciting run-in. So as a lot of teams, you could even see the ones that have taken points off the big teams today, how much, you know, everybody's fighting for their playoff positions and, you know, the league standing. So there's going to be a lot of twists and turns for now. You know, some teams have got 15 games, some teams have got 14 games. So, you know, we're certainly, everybody's starting to pick up that pace.
It's important games like today when you've got all the ball and breakthroughs not coming.
I think it is. Without it just turning into a game of possession, you've always got to try and have that end product. I thought their keeper had a couple of great saves, one particularly in the first half, and then one right just prior to a score. I think it was Christoph. Yeah, because there was a lot of bodies in and around about him. But there was a lot of things today in terms of the areas where we'd ask the boys to go and play. You know, when we got there, in good spell and good numbers, it was just that final ball, you know, that let us down. But that's what happens in that final third, you know, because you're creative and you're trying to do things. And, you know, very, very pleasing. Looking at when we did score, we're looking to try and add that and try and kill the game a little bit more our favour, you know, try and keep the ball a little bit better than... We went on and tried to stifle things up a little bit there, but it gave them a lot of possession at the back, and we quickly recognised that, and we went with another one up top to try and stop that, and I thought we could gain momentum again after that. So, you know, it was a good solid professional performance, and there's going to be many in the 15 games that we have left, there's going to be many of them having to be grinded out, you know, as such, and that's what we've got to do. I thought the fans again today, particularly in the second half, when they knew how sticky the game was going for us, you know, how it was difficult to break down. They can see the momentum and the flow, and they just spurs you on there, and it was absolutely delightful to watch. You know, when we scored the goal and the boys going over there and celebrating with the fans, I love to see that. So it's great to see that there's a real good, you know, atmosphere at Clyde Football Club at this moment in time, and long may that continue.
Just keeps that run going, keeps
that run. It's not even about the run. I mean, even everybody keeps mentioning that, and you know, we want to be in there amongst the prizes coming into the season. We've got ambitions ourselves to where we want to be, and you're only going to do that by winning your next game and your next game after that. So that's the way we'll do it. We've had a hard shift today. We've got what we wanted out here. We'll enjoy our weekend and we'll dust ourselves down and we'll knuckle down again and how we can improve, try and improve again for a very difficult challenge against them next week.